everyone and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions to Bruce at BruceSalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Salen. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen. And you can like my Facebook page, which is called A Dad's Point of View. It's a great page with, we have just passed 3,400 moms and dads from at least 35 countries. And for some reason, don't ask me why, other than the U.S., the biggest country represented is India. Don't ask me why. But we have at least 200 or 300 moms and dads that are following us from that large country of over 1 billion people. Not too many from China, though, now that I'm thinking about it. You can read any of my current or past columns at BruceSalen.com. And I have a little nepotistic thing I want to share, which is my 14-year-old son was recently interviewed and featured on a really cool website called One Stop Poetry. OneStopPoetry.com. And if you want to go check out that review and leave him a comment, it is something that would make him and his dad very happy. I also want to share the wonderful news that in addition to recently getting our show carried with News Talk 1420 WHK in Cleveland, we have two more stations that are lining up and will be carrying our show soon, one in Minnesota and another in Wisconsin. So A Dad's Point of View is growing. I think it is the year of the dad in many ways, because everywhere you go online and in print, it seems it's mom this, mom that, and dads are half of the equation. Today's topic is based on my column, as it is each week, for the most part, that is. And the column this week is called Change is Good. And you can find my columns either by Googling A Dad's Point of View, my name, or go to the website, BruceSalen.com. Today's show will also feature music, almost exclusively by the late, wonderful folk artist Phil Oakes. He wrote a song called Changes, and that song, in its way, inspired this column. I want to also share a little bit of an announcement for my home station, which is KZSB AM 1290 in Santa Barbara. I have met with a man who heads a wonderful agency here called the Family Service Agency, and they are having a fundraiser. And as you well know, America is the most giving country in the world, and to support the good works they do for all my Santa Barbara listeners, I hope you will go to their event called the Casino Royale, which is at La Pacifica Ballroom at the Four Seasons at the Biltmore in Santa Barbara from 7 to 11 p.m. on February 26th. For information about that, write to Kelly Adams at Kelly at fsacares.org. That is Kelly at fsacares.org. So let's talk a little bit about change. How do we all respond to change? Change is one of those stressors that affects everybody differently. I know personally that I like the comforts of being in the same place, having the same car, the bedroom, my desk organized just right. And I've moved 3 times in the last 4 years, and I can say that each one had its own degree of stress, though the last move was happily orchestrated by my wife. We've been married now 2 years, and she is an organizational diva, so thank you, honey, for taking care of that. And it was not as difficult as other moves have been for me, mostly because she made me throw away everything that I have collected over the years. To some degree, that's true, and to some degree, I actually did resist that. But what also inspired this column was I'm a relative lover of social media, particularly Facebook, where I have, as I mentioned earlier, a page that I work on twice a day. I put new posts on twice a day, one on Sundays, and I thank individually every new member of our page with an email by name. And Facebook had a makeover, as they do, as websites do every now and then. And I go to my profile one day, and there's this makeover going on, and including a little announcement saying, if you want to learn about our new profile and our new look, click here. All I reacted to was the change. And it scared me. Oh gosh, I have to learn something new. I have to learn how to navigate this page now, even though I'd had it down so good. And I knew if I asked my kids for any help, they would give me that look that they invariably give me, which is, oh, Dad, you're such an idiot. Of course, that is what has inspired my younger son's cartoon strip, It's a Tech World After All, which is on BoomerTechTalk.com. He loves making fun of those times when I do feel a little out of place, out of sorts with, say, a technological change. And speaking of technology, that is a place where us boomers face change happening at a pace that is often way beyond our abilities. We get set in our ways in the territorialism that I learned by just having the same seat in homeroom back in junior high school, which is what we called it in that day. If someone dared to sit in my homeroom seat, there would be heck to pay, keeping it clean here. Many of us, of course, feel that way when we move, and it's on the top list of things that cause problems between families or between couples. I think the other big one is money. And of course, we cover money in our family financial matters segment, which is coming up. I want to read a little lyrics, though, from Phil Oakes' song, because he was a very interesting man. And while this show today will not be about him, if you don't know Phil Oakes, his music was quite wonderful. And the word I would use to describe it is haunting. And after the next music bumper, which is my son singing, the rest of the bumpers on the show will be clips from his music, meaning Phil Oakes' music. Much of his music was political, and he was quite an activist, a far left-wing activist, as so many songwriters and singers and artists were in the 60s. I didn't necessarily and don't necessarily agree with his politics, but I always adored his music. I actually was privileged and lucky enough to see him in concert three times, as well as have a very unusual personal encounter with him, which, of course, I write about in the column. But this song was one of two that he wrote that I particularly love that was not politically oriented, and it's called Changes. And I will just read you a little bit of the lyrics. Green leaves of summer turn red in the fall. To brown and to yellow they fade. And then they have to die, trapped within the circle time parade of changes. So our lives always face changes. Phil Oakes wrote about that in that song. And our choice is to face them, deal with them, learn from them, confront them, and to teach our children how to deal with changes. And they learn that both by how we model how we deal with our changes and how we direct them in dealing with the changes they face. They are facing constant changes all the time, certainly at school, certainly with their friends. And they, yes, can adapt to all the technological changes, I think, really well. But how they adapt to other changes is another parenting challenge and a goal. So I also want to say that when you face a change, it's important not to give in to your frustration and not to give up. One of the things about Phil Oakes that is very sad to me is that he took his own life in his early mid-30s. And the reasons behind it are not 100% clear, but it had to do with frustration with his career, frustration maybe with the state of the world as he saw it, and obviously some kind of inherent depression. But I would characterize almost anybody that kills himself as giving up. And that is never a solution. Giving up is just not an option. And I believe that when you have change, you can choose to give up. Kids sometimes might change into a high school from a middle school and find it really hard and want to just give up or run away from it. And our job as parents is to not succumb to that and not let them succumb to that. It is a very important lesson. So my full circle on this is that I did adapt to the Facebook profile change. I did not allow it to upset me for more than a few seconds, during which time I was pounding my head against the computer. But after that momentary phase, I adapted, and I now am completely comfortable with the new profile, and that is how you handle it. You just face it head on. Well, my producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it's time for a break. Our next segment will be The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be back after these announcements. Bruce Allen, A Dad's Point of View.